Berlinetter. If you remind me, I will tell you what the rest of the halacha is. All right, so we've been learning the halacha of what you do when you make a mistake in Shmoneh Esrei and Birchas HaMazon, and Shmoneh Esrei is really what we're talking about if it's Okaragla, cause of the Rosh, if you're still in the Bracha, then you go just fix it up in the Bracha. It doesn't actually say that in our Gemara anywhere. If you otherwise, if you're still in the middle of davening, you can either go back to the bracha that you made a mistake on, or maybe go back to Shema Tefillah, depending on how you hold, whether it's Haskara or She'ela in the Machlokos Rishonim, as to whether or not Shema Tefillah works for. There's a couple of machlokes. We had one machlokes where the Shema Tefillah works for something like Masha Baruch Morda Geshem, which only has Kara. And the other thing we had is when you go back, do you go back to Shema Tefillah? If let's say you missed Shema Tefillah also, do you go back to Shema Tefillah? Or do you go back to the original place where it's comparable to the case of a person who made a mistake in davening, he forgot Havdalah, and then he made a mistake in Havdalah and the Allah calls. Does he have to go back again? Mor says he has to go back again and daven all over again. All right. So there are a number of different possibilities. These are the sugyas, by the way, of where all these halachas come from. So the Rav Yoh adds a significant factor to these halachas. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara directly, and he says that normally we say if you finish a bracha. So then, if it's Masha Baruch Morda Geshem, you have to go back to the beginning because they're all considered one. If it's someplace else, so then you have to go back and say the bracha over again. The Rav Yoh says that's only if you actually started the succeeding bracha. But if you finish this bracha but haven't started a succeeding bracha, then you just insert whatever you left out. So let's say you got up to, you said Mechaya Mesim, you didn't start Ata Kodosh. So what the Rav Yoh says, what you do is you just say Masha Baruch Morda Geshem, Ata Kodosh. That's what he says you do. At least one version of the Rav Yoh. Actually, there are other versions of Rav Yoh, which I'm not going to confuse you with, because it's confusing enough. That's what he says. So where does he get that from? He doesn't just make it up. He gets it from the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes, where the Gemara talks about Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara says that if a person, Mara says that if a person forgets to say Ritzeh or Yalav Yavo, either on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, so there's a certain bracha that you can insert after you said Bonei Yerushalayim already. You can insert a certain bracha that specifically talks about Mekadosh Shabbos or Mekadosh Yisroel Vazmanim. I guess this is Chasima on Yantiv, and by Rosh Chodesh you don't have a Chasima. The more specific the other chesima, so mistaken the halach would be that you don't have a chesima. So the Rav Yoh says, you see from over here, and the Gemara says, we have a contradiction. We find other places that it says if you forget the Alav Yavo or Ritzeh, you have to venture all over again. The Gemara says depends whether you remembered before you said start a bruch hatov Hashem of hatov v'meitiv. If you started that bruch already, then you have to venture over again. If you didn't start that bruch, then you can insert these special reparative brachos. So the Rav Yossi says, well, you see that as long as you didn't start, the next bracha is considered as if you're still in the old bracha. So therefore, he says the same thing, but if you forgot to say Masha Baruch Morda Geshem, even though you said Mechaya Mesim already, just say Masha Baruch Morda Geshem since you didn't start the next bracha. That's what the Rav Yossi says. Now, the Rav Yoh is talking about where you made a mistake that's going to actually invalidate your davening, or your benching, or whatever it is. There's a Tosas on Daf Mem Tes that talks about the similar idea, but it's about something which will not invalidate. In other words, let's say you forgot to say Yalav Yavo in benching, or let's stick with davening because that's... Who's compare apples with apples? Let's say if you forgot to say Ya'alanisim in davening, okay, on Chanukah or Purim. So the thing is that you don't have to say if you forget to say it. So you forgot to say it, and if you started the next bracha, so that's it. You just don't say it, even if you're not Okaraglov. In other words, if you say Hatov Shim Chochono, all of those, and then you say Shalom Rav or Sim Shalom. So that's it. You lost. You can say. I think maybe the halacha is it says you say it in El Chayna Tzor or whatever. Maybe, but that doesn't really. That's it. You're finished. You don't go back to fix it up. it's done with you. You ended up davening without Alanism and Yiyot, say that's it. So what the Rebbe Chanan wants to say, that's only true if you start at Sim Shalom. But if you just said a Tov Shimcho L'chon Ola Odos, you can there say in that spot, Al HaNisim. All right, Al HaNisim Magruos right there. And it's still considered part of the bracha of Hada'ah. Where does he see that from? He sees it from the same place that the Rav Yossi sees his din from. But he's talking about a different case. All right? And in that Tosis on Daf Mantez is about Chlokis, that maybe the Ri says, maybe there's no raya from that case over there. Because that case over there is talking about where you finished Bonei Rishalai, means you finished Birchas HaMazon D'Oraisa. Therefore, by inserting these brachas or anything else, it's not considered a hefsek. But if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and you Watzelato Shimcho Alchon Elohodos, and now you want to start saying Ala Nisim Ala Purkot, maybe there it would be considered hefsek. So the Ri disagrees with Rebbe Chanan. So you have these two dinim that sound very similar, but not only are they obviously different, we know they're different, not just because they both don't necessarily agree with each other, but because the halacha is actually like one and not like the other. It's amazing. That what we actually paskin the halacha, like the Rav Yoh, by things where you, which would invalidate your davening, and we paskin not like Rav Chanan, things which won't invalidate your davening. So somehow you have to say some kind of a svar. Why should there be a difference? That somehow, if it's something, there's a couple of ways of explaining this. If it's something that's ma'akiv in the davening, so therefore it's not so terrible if you have a hefsek, maybe. Or if it's something that is mark in the davening, therefore it's not, if the bracha is really not finished. You haven't finished your bracha because you haven't said something you have to say. Whereas if you let out something that you don't have to say, so then maybe you don't have to say it. You finished the bracha. What makes the bracha continue, even though you finished saying the bracha, as long as you didn't say the previous bracha, is the fact that you're missing something vital in the previous bracha. I don't see anybody who says this. It's just a possible explanation of why we actually paskin like the Rav Yoh and we don't paskin like Rav Chanan. So I just, and if you look in Shulchan Aruch, we saw the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yudal that basically he paskins like the Rav Yoh. Okay? There's another place where he says not like the Rav Chanan. We see that. And the Bach already points out that we paskin like the Rav Yoh and not like Rav Chanan. And he says it's Poshet, the distinction. It was obviously Poshet to the Bach. Now, what I'd like to do then is just read the Bir Halacha, because the Bir Halacha is pretty much... actually, if you look, we have so many more Rishonim even than the Chofetz Chaim had. And if you look in the Rishonim, you'll see that many Rishonim disagree with this Rav Yoh. What do we call him again? Okay, what do you call them? We saw somebody who called him by Chofetz Chaim by his Rashi Teva or something like that. Right. Yeah. We saw Moshe referred to him by his name rather than Chofetz Chaim. For some reason, is not referred to by his name. He's referred to as by the name of the sefer they wrote. But anyway, there's a reason. The Chofetz Chaim or the Bir Halacha in this case. He's not called the Mishnah Berurah, he's called the Chavtayim. He's amazed and uncomfortable with just passing straight out like the Rav Yoh. And this is what he says. I'm going to read it inside again. Din zeh lemaaseh lanis d'chishah ayin tuva. It's very hard to accept this halacha that even though you finish the bracha, you can still add in Mashiach Baruch Mordechai Geshem. It's hard to accept that. So he says, where does this come from? It comes from the Rav Yoh that's brought by the Rosh in the first parak of Tainis. And the Rosh paskins like the Rav Yoh, and he paskins not like Rav Chanan. That's basically what this is all, why we paskin one way, not the other. Okay, the Tur paskins like his father, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Tur. So the Ayin Bebach, Shabashal Poligal Sfarzu. The Marshal of Shlomo Lior, not in the Amish of Shlomo, but on the Tur, there's a parish of the Marshal on a separate Sefer. He disagrees with this Rav Yoh. And there are Rishonim, such as the Rabbeinu Yonah or whatever, who disagree specifically with the Rav Yoh. And the Marshal, Paskins, like those Rishonim. Okay? Opposed to Das Rabbeinu Yonah. The Sula Kevin, Shasiyah Mosai Brocha, Once you finish the bracha, you said, the bracha's over, you finished, farting, you forgot Mashiach Baruch Hu Geshem, what do you have to do? Start from the beginning. Start all over again. Okay? Even though all the poskim on Shulchan Aruch, all the Nosei Kelim, seem to pass it like the Shulchan Aruch, like that what? This is related to Mechem Shehavia Rosh, is Das Ravio, La Locha, Hokin Akhtinon, that since the Rosh passes like the Ravio, we pass like the Ravio, we come with Tzorachian. It's still Tzorachian to say that we should have passing like the Ravio. Chodah, he says, because Eli Rabban is Tzorachian. The Eliyahu Rabbah, who's one of the poskim, is confused about the way the Mordechai brings down the Rav Yoh, because he seems to contradict himself. And then if you go a couple lines down after the brackets, it says Shenis ki bebira gro nisha gam kein bekushya al psaka shulchan aruch. The gro also seems not to hold like the Rav Yoh. Umashma the shvili gam kein kadasa rashal. Umashma he also holds like the Amshul Shlomo. Levad calls that. So that's what we have in the Nosei Kelim. Even though Morgan Avraham, the Taz, all the other poskim, all poskim like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rav Yoh. But there's some who don't. And not only that, now the Chofetz Chaim says, I found new Shonim that disagree with the Rav Yoh, not just the ones that are brought by the Mashal. Levad calls them, the old Kamak Dolly Rishonim, the Svitalok Rav Yoh. Vnehu Ariyaz. Shuvah b'shulta gibon. That's actually in the back of our Gemaras on the Rif. Perek Tzvilas Hashachar. Gam Sefer Brachim Shulash Petosus Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. As I mentioned before, that's not Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. That's Rabbi Yehuda Surion. These are all new Rishonim that were new for the Chafetz Chaim. They says they b'shem Rabbo. They also disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein go smak kosev smak is Sefer Mitzvot Katan. Kosev behedjed afilim is kachom shischalat the Kodesh Chozel Rosh. Gam a Rambam mashmid olam Chozel Rosh. Because the Rambam doesn't mention any exception. He just says if you finish the bracha Chozel Rosh. He doesn't say as long as you didn't start the other bracha. It's not such a clear right. He doesn't say it explicitly, but it's mashmid away from the Rambam. K'mo shuvah beis yos v'chein sefer kitzur shulchan aruch. The final authority, the most authoritative source, the Chofetz Chaim brings is the Kitzur. That the Kitzur gam came past the Chozel Rosh. Ayin Shem Bahagol. Shem Sof Sifrei. Apparently, he doesn't say it. I didn't look up the Kitzur, but apparently, he doesn't say it in a place where this halacha is discussed. It's in some kind of an addendum at the end of the Sefer. He says that he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't pass like the Rav Yoh. But Terechim Ledia. So he says in general Terechim Ledia. So it sounds like really Chofetz Chaim would like to say, don't rely on the Rav Yoh, right? And if you say Mechaye HaMesim, what should you do?
Go back
over again. But he's not prepared to do that. To disagree with the Pesach Shulchan Aruch is very difficult for him to do. Achri da harbe v'harbe, not just harbe, but harbe v'harbe, Migdoli achronim kaimi b'shit the Shulchan Aruch, not just disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch, disagreeing with almost all the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. V'yishvu b'dochus kol akusha shel shitazu. They answered, remember, the Rav Yoh is a huge chiddush and there's all kinds of problems with it. They somehow, you know, resolve those problems, b'dochuk, he says. He's not happy with the answers that they gave for the Rav Yoh either. So he says, but there's one case where I think we should not rely on the Rav Yoh. What's the case? Al koponin nearly. Dim achash amar baruch ato Hashem. He's got mashiv ruch mordegeshem. And he said, now he's up to baruch ato Hashem, mechaye hamezim. He didn't say mechaye hamezim yet. He said baruch ato Hashem. So what would the Rav Yoh say? You say, mechaye hamezim, and then say mashiv ruch mordegeshem, right? That's what the Rav Yoh would say. So he says no. If he remembers, after he said Baruch Atah Hashem, Nizkeh Sheshach Vachshev Aruach, he remembers then, these are all things that you need to know these halachas, because it's like the milliseconds over here, every word makes a difference. You remember after you said Baruch Atah Hashem, but before you said Bechaya Mason, right?
You're davening slowly.
You're davening slowly, and you're having a lot of concentration, and you forgot all about Mashiv Ruach Margeshev. Lo yigmar es habracha. He shouldn't say mechayem esim. El yisayim lamdeni chukecha. Baruch ato Hashem lamdeni chukecha. Why? Kidei sheyek akorei pasuk levad. Because there is a pasuk in Tehillim, right? Baruch ato Hashem lamdeni chukecha. It's not a bracha.
But
so in other words, what that's
it's not the matpeya of the chachamim. Right.
But it's not, you're not looking for the Ma'ad Be'ezah HaKohanim. You're not finished yet. What you're trying to do is just not avoid the Bracha Levatoa. Okay? The Yachsel Amash V'ruach V'yidmo Kaseyde. Okay? This is what the Chofetz Chaim says, Ladina. It says it's Ladina, right? No. It doesn't say Ladina. He says, let's look at his language. I'll call upon him nearly. This is like what he seems to say, La Halacha. It seems like that. We have to ask the Rav if we actually hold like this, Bir Halacha or not. But what he seems to say is that at least he can disagree with the Rav Yo in this one case, where you said Baruch Ata Hashem, and so what do you do is you just say, Adeni Chukecha. Now that could be a hefsik in the middle, but he's not so concerned about that hefsik. It's not so terrible.
You can make additions.
You can make a little extra pasuk in the middle of. Of Gvuros, isn't it?
Well, can you make additions in Gvuros? We do
make some. Normally, we say you don't, but we do make additions. We do it on Yom Narayim, on Seder Simei Tshuva. We say Zochrein L'Chaim or whatever it is that we say over there. And that's a whole discussion. How can we do that?
Okay, but we do.
V'hu adin b'yal v'yavo. Same thing b'yal v'yavo. In a similar case, if what he forgot Yalav Yavo, and now he's saying Baruch Hashem, he's about to say a Machzir Shchinaso Letzio. What? And according to Rav Yo, what would you do? You'd finish that bracha, and then before Modim, you would say what? Yalav Yavo. The Mishnah says no. What you should do is Yisayim Amdeni. Okay?
But would you do that in Benching too?
Don't confuse me. Let's just finish reading this. Oh, he wants to say the same thing by Talamotar. Let's say you said, you forgot to say in Talamotar, and you said to say Baruch, I guess, and then you said Baruch Ata Hashem, and you didn't. This is a different case. Let's say you finished Birchas Hashanah. Okay, you finished Birchas Hashanah. There's a second case where he says, we're not going to rely on the Rav Yo. You said the Bracha, right. You said the Bracha. So what would the Rav Yo say you do? Say Tein Al Mata there. Okay, he says, no. Why? Ashlo Hischil Tekai, even though according to you didn't start Tekai yet, and according to the Rav Yo, what should you do? Saying Talamata right there. Mikomakom, Shuvlo Yomer Kan Talamata. You shouldn't say Talamata here. Talo Yochlo Omro Beshmeh Tefila Vyotzi Lechulei Alma. Because everybody holds you can say Talamata and Shmeh Tefila. It's only the Rav Yo holds you can say it in the middle of the brachas. So therefore, in these cases where you're sort of not really losing the Rav Yo Shita, right? You yotzi according to Rav Yo too by doing that. It's not what the Rav Yo says you should do, but it's okay. But you yotzi according to Rav Yo. In these cases, the Bi'ur Halacha is willing to disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim and say we shouldn't rely totally on the Rav Yo.
So Birchas Hashanah is clear disagreeing, but how do you know that Rav Yo wouldn't say in his case where you didn't remember? I mean, he obviously holds.
The Rav Yo doesn't talk about the case where he said Baruch Ata Hashem, but. According to the Rav Yo, probably that's what you would do. He doesn't talk about that case. But since you could say it there, why would you why would you be worried about the Bracha Levatoa? There is no Bracha Levatoa. And why would you make it into a pasuk? You wouldn't do that unless you had to.
So basically the problem is saying things. So he didn't really discuss the problem. The saying things between Rav Yo.